This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Going for Independence, CIC have finished recording their four-part audio drama with blind and partially sighted people being involved in all stages from writing, recording, acting and producing. The drama focuses on a young couple struggling to run the recently inherited guesthouse Bellevue in a fictitious resort north of Whitby. Each episode was created by one of Going for Independence's groups in Redcar, Darlington, Hartlepool and Stockton, not only working with experienced writers but recording alongside professional actors. They're hosting a special preview of the Bellevue audio drama on Wednesday the 8th of October from 12 noon till 2:30 at Saltburn Community Hall on Mask Road. We're joined today by Pam Bennett, lead for the project and managing director of Going for Independence CIC. Hi Pam, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello.
So before we get stuck into the audio drama, can you give us some background to Going for Independence CIC and what you do?
So our organisation has been up and running since 2008, and we started as an organisation supporting people with a range of sensory loss and disability issues, providing them with information and signposting them. But as the years have gone on, we've found that groups of people with sight loss have been particularly marginalised, really, and we decided we'd give it a try and see if we could provide some activities for people in the community which weren't readily available for them. So we started with some art and craft activities, surprisingly, for people with sight loss who had lost the opportunity, if you like, to have a go. And that was very successful. And then for this project, we've tried something using other senses. So this time we're using audio, and we feel that that could well develop further.
Yes, it's a really exciting project where people got to try out and develop a huge variety of different skills. What were some of the elements the groups got really stuck into?
Yes, well, we had about three different sort of focus areas. The first one was the developing the storylines. And so the first workshops that were run looked at what people had in their memories about the guest houses they might have been to themselves in their lives, and any memorable things that they might want to include in our storylines. And then the second part of the workshop was to record sound effects, and we had great fun with recording sound effects. And this helped to make people listen more to the sounds that were going on around them. We all came away, including myself and others, realizing that there's far more sound in our world than we take for granted, if you like. So we had things like using a crisp packet, for example, crumpled up to make the sound of bacon frying, which was great fun. And people became aware of how sound effect is part of our lives all around us. And that was great. And then the final workshop was about the recording process. And we put together a green room for people to be as a group together, and then individually and one in ones and twos, they went through into a little recording room. And so that was quite an adventure. And people enjoyed that, a bit nervous, a few nerves going on, but overcome brilliantly by Anthony Bellicom and his team of professionals and the actors that we were working with. We had two professional actors too, and they put the people at ease and people found hidden talents. You know, it was just wonderful how people rose to the challenge.
And for you, what are some of the standout memories of recording the project?
We've got a guide dog as part of our group team. And so we've done a recording of, as a sound effect, of him shaking. So is the dog shaking? And so in introducing that into the storyline and on the recordings, people were smiling about being able to include the sound of a dog. So that was fun. We also had one lady who had a memory of reciting the Wonder Bra poem by Pam Ayres. That was nothing to do with our recordings, but at the end of our sessions, we asked her if she'd like to actually do a recording of it for her own benefit. And so she did a wonderful recital. And we had great fun in the green room when people came out with big smiles on their faces from their recording sessions, and then they could relax and have their lunch. Yeah, all together, a wonderful experience for everyone.
And do you think anyone will delve further into voice acting or audio production after this experience?
Well, we've asked them if they'd like to do more audio work and more workshops using sound. And we have recently been successful in getting some funding to run a project called Touched by Sound, which is our next adventure into sound. And that will take off next year. And also we're going to introduce musical instruments to our workshops so that people can have an experiment with a range of musical instruments and that they may not ever have come across before or had a chance to feel and relate to. So that's, we're certainly going to stay with the audio as part of what we do from now on.
And you have a listening event coming up on the 8th of October. What are you most looking forward to about bringing people together to listen?
We're bussing people in from the four areas across Teesside, and we're going to treat them like stars. We've got a lovely lineup for them, and we're going to play the four episodes. So we're going to, they haven't heard them yet. I mean, I must say that although they've done their, recorded their lines, none of them have heard the episodes completed. So it will be a proper launch. So hopefully they will all be listening. We've got quite a few other people coming along as well. In fact, we've got somebody from the Arts Council who's going to come as well and hear what we've been up to. So we're looking forward to being able to showcase the work that they've done. We've got a lovely lunch planned, and we'll play two episodes before lunch, two episodes after lunch, and then there'll be photograph opportunities before we take people safely home.
Will there be an opportunity for people to listen to the audio drama outside of this launch event?
Oh, absolutely. We've got two websites, one which is goingforindependence.org and one which is Sensing the Wild. And that's the one that we're going to put the MP3 recordings on one special page. And people will be able to download from there as well as just listen directly from there. And if they want to make contact, the contact information is on our website.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Pam Bennett, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio, and enjoy your launch event.
Thank you.